With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. House Speaker Mike Johnson says he intends to hold a series of votes on aid for Israel, Ukraine, Taiwan, and other national security priorities.
There are precipitating events around the globe that we're all watching very carefully, and we know that the world is watching us to see how we react. We have terrorists and tyrants and terrible leaders around the world, like Putin and Xi and in Iran, and they're watching to see if America will stand up for its allies and in our own interest around the globe, and we will.
Also at SRNnews.com, Tesla announces layoffs.
Multiple media outlets are reporting that Tesla is planning to lay off about a tenth of its workforce as it tries to cut costs due to dismal first quarter sales. CEO Elon Musk detailed the plans in a memo sent to employees. The layoffs could affect about 14,000 of the 140,000 workers employed by the Austin, Texas company at the end of last year. The New York Times and CNBC reported that Musk cited the need for cost reductions and increased productivity. Tesla's sales fell sharply last quarter as competition increased worldwide, electric vehicle sales growth slowed, and price cuts failed to draw more buyers. I'm Norman Hall.
A dozen Republican-led states are sending a letter to Bank of America demanding an explanation for why it allegedly debanked Christian and other conservative groups. According to Daily Mail, the letter demands that the financial institution turn over documents related to its account cancellation policies and also requested the bank update its terms of service to not discriminate against clients with certain political or religious beliefs. The letter is co-signed by officials from Alaska, Arkansas, Indiana, Iowa, Mississippi, Missouri, Montana, Nebraska, South Carolina, Texas, and Utah. This is SRN News. Family plays a big role in faith.
A new report from the Public Religion Research Institute indicates that 41% of Americans who have no religious faith at all say this is because their family was not religious growing up. That finding underlines the concerns of Christian leaders who say if parents fail to bring their children up in the faith, it's likely that those kids won't have any faith when they become adults. About 26% of Americans follow no religious belief system. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Portuguese Catholic Church will pay some form of compensation to victims of sex abuse by clergy. The country's bishops' conference announced the church will set up a fund with contributions from all dioceses to meet the eventual payments. A 2023 report revealed more than 4,800 people may have been victims of child sex abuse in the Portuguese Catholic Church. More than 500 victims have come forward. This is SRN News. Global smartphone shipments rose nearly 8% in the first quarter. This according to preliminary data from International Data Corporation. Rich Thomason has more on the story.
It is a third straight quarter of shipment growth and marks the return of Samsung to the number one spot. There were 289.4 million units shipped in the period. That according to IDC's Worldwide Quarterly Mobile Phone Tracker. The former top seller, Apple, saw smartphone shipments drop 9.6% year-over-year, putting Apple in second place. Rich Thomason reporting.
Officials in San Diego's North County say illegal immigrants are being dropped off in boats miles from the border. Supervisor Jim Desmond and Carlsbad Mayor Keith Blackburn say a boat landed on the beach in Carlsbad Saturday, dropping off illegals who were immediately picked up by drivers in SUVs. More details at SRNnews.com.